Let's talk more about the Russia-Ukraine implications. Let's bring in David Tal. He's pro-chain capital president. He's joining us this morning to talk about all of this. So, David, as we are watching the Russia-Ukraine situation, the sort of back and forth attempts at diplomacy here, it seemed like the market was mostly sort of putting it to the side, but it seems to come back to the fore. How much of a concern is it for you, and do you think more broadly for the markets?
I think it's a major concern. I don't think we're going to war anytime soon. I think Russia is going to want to go ahead and essentially dance along with us. And I think there is the point where we might have to get used to a protracted period of time where we have uncertainty around Russia, around Ukraine, around a lot of commodities for those reasons. Much like COVID, we may have to go ahead and live with this for an extended period of time. That will not be taken well by the markets in the short term, but I think over the long term, we will go ahead and digest that and be able to go ahead and move on.
But David, does this warrant, you just heard Mike Wilson over at Morgan Stanley suggesting that we could get a polar vortex for stocks. Let's say, I know you're not looking for war, but if it happens, how should investors be thinking about the market's next move?
I don't think we're going to go ahead and slip into recession. I think if we go to war, I think the Fed's plans will immediately change. And I think the government, the presidential arm of the government, their plans will immediately change as well. And they will get support from the legislative branch as well. So frankly, I don't think that everybody's going to go ahead and stand still while we go ahead and go to war and potentially slip into a recession. I appreciate the fact that oil might go higher, but at the same time, again, they're only one of every 10 barrels. And do we have the capacity to go ahead and turn things on a little bit here in this country while we're waiting for the prices of oil to go ahead and normalize a little bit more? We do. Certainly, it conflicts with our current policies of being much more environmentally focused. But I think for a period of time, we go ahead and wait that out. And I don't think it'll be, a straw that breaks a camel's back.
And so if this sort of back and forth goes on for quite some time, and it doesn't seem, even if this particular situation is de-escalated, Vladimir Putin doesn't appear to be going anywhere, right? So is this just sort of a risk that markets have to price in over the long term?
I think so. I think the way Vladimir Putin thinks about this is in terms of eras, not in terms of election cycles in the United States. And that's the way we think, right? We've got an election cycle essentially every 2 years. And so therefore, Putin is saying, look, if I can't get what I want today with agreement or capitulation from the United States, I'll go ahead and wait. And there'll eventually be an administration that essentially will give me what it is that I want if there's an appropriate quid pro quo. So that's why I think we're probably not going to war anytime soon. But this is a set of circumstances that we're going to have to go ahead and live with. And as with all new circumstances, the market initially reacts a little bit violently. But after a period of time, fundamentals go ahead and take over, and we will go ahead and frankly move on. And so the bottom line for me is, to the extent that the market pulls back here, I totally disagree with Morgan Stanley that we're going into a recession. We're going to have some polar vortex. I think it's a buying opportunity to the extent that the market goes down heavily in the hopes that, in the expectation, frankly, that it will go ahead and rebound after matters normalize.
But do you think, David, that this is the type of situation, of course, it's still developing, that makes the Federal Reserve back off from a potential 50 basis point hike in March?
I don't know if they're going to back off from that hike in particular. They may come out with that hike and then say something about future hikes. I think the Fed needs some credibility at this point. I do disagree with the Fed on a very hawkish move to go higher. I don't understand what the pressing need is to raise interest rates. I actually think they're going to hurt the economy as opposed to cool inflation. I think inflation is more driven by the fact that there was a ton of money that went into the system, during COVID. That has now stopped. And we've got supply chain issues that are a mile long that will eventually work themselves out over time. And I think those things are going to go ahead and cure inflation more than if the Fed goes ahead and raises rates. As a matter of fact, raising rates too fast may be the thing that goes ahead and puts this country into a recession. So I think that they will go ahead, do that 50 basis points, unless there's something incredibly urgent that pulls them back. But I think after that, there will be some language about the fact that they're in somewhat of a wait and see approach now.
David, good to talk to you this morning. David Tal is ProChain Capital president. Thanks for joining us.